This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Frank Caliendo, Willie G's birthday, and more. It's coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Kneeling. Love that Kevin Kneeling. He gives us warm, fuzzy feelings whenever he's around. Oh, years ago, I worked with him in Sanibel. But he doesn't remember me well. Hey, he's worked with lots of folks. Kevin Nealon! Funny, Kevin Nealon! I made no impression on him. Granted, I was terrible years ago. Everyone, Nealon! Whoa, Kevin Nealon! We love you, Kevin Nealon. Welcome to the Bob and Tom. He's not here, it's Chick Show.
Oh, that's so nice. Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Matt Godwin's across the way. Already regaled us two or three times this morning with some wonderful tunes.
You're working overtime today, Pat.
What a day I'm having.
Willie G is...
And now the star is here.
Yes. The star he's referring to, of course, is Mr. Frank Caliendo. Yes.
A real handsome gentleman.
Indeed.
The handsome quotient of the room just got better.
That's right. Tom's job.
Tom's looking around going, wait a second. That sounds familiar.
Is that you doing my voice?
I know. I wasn't really doing your voice, but I don't know why it was me. Why I turned you into this, like, East Coaster all of a sudden. What's going on here? What's
Frankie? Hey, Frankie C's here with Willie G. They're both in the room. I'm Tom Griswold. Welcome to the Bob and Tom Show. Everybody, that was Tony Soprano. We didn't know that was going to be here. Come on. What's it all about?
Well, Frank said his coffee this morning. There's Willie G.
Happy birthday, Willie G.
Hey, thanks,
buddy. Oh, over there. Man. Let's do the voices singing. Happy birthday to Willie G. Happy birthday to you. Adam Sandler, happy birthday to you. Mark Ruffalo, happy birthday, dear Willie. Al Pacino, happy birthday to you. All right.
Bravo.
Robert De Niro, and many more.
I'm going to pull up a list of actors and the whole drive. You have to do every single actor on that list.
Oh, now do some of Willie's celebrity heroes. P. Diddy.
You got that feeling too. I felt like I'm not supposed to be he's not supposed to be a certain distance with it.
Yeah. Like, wow. Willie, are you out of your 20s now?
Oh, I'm 32, big guy. I'm all the way out.
I swear. You look so young. Oh, my gosh. What?
Yeah. I know,
where did
right?
the time go?
All that hair.
All that hair.
I'm going to lie about it, I think. I think I want to be like, yeah, I'm 26, like how ladies
you
do.
Get away with it.
Pat did it for years.
I'm still doing it.
No, it's way better.
I am 94 years old.
Because people are going to, you say I'm 32, people are going, oh my gosh, I thought you were 28. If you say you're 26, people are going to go, oh,
yeah,
man.
See, I always subscribe to that.
That's a hard 26.
I was in Vegas and I was doing it and I go, yeah, how old do you think I am? It was like 22-year-old little kid playing blackjack where he goes, oh, I don't know, mister, probably 45.
Right.
And I go, what the hell? I'm never playing that game ever again.
Yeah, but see, if you tell people you're 40 and then, or if you say, yeah, I'm 40, they go, wow, you look really great for 40.
No, I'm fine. 32 is cool. Same number as Edrin James. I'm going to start edging, baby. Let's do this.
There we go. Now, Frank Caliendo is with us, doing some great voices already. And Frank, Willie G, and Al Jackson are on the road.
I told you this a while ago. When I have people open for me, part of the deal is you get to drive me around and get ordered around and stuff. No, but you do drive around a bunch. But today, the whole plan, I think the plan the whole time was Willie was going to pick me up and bring me to the station. I think for 2 weeks, I thought that's what it was. And then yesterday, I texted him, you're grabbing me for the show tomorrow? Oh, no, I've got to be there earlier and at a better part of the show than you're on. So I was like, yeah. I was like, wait, what? You're not coming to get me? So, but I had a backup plan because it's Willie. But
no, it's fine. I did what I always go. I go, Frank, do you know who my dad is? And then I just took care of everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
I did say, are you taking me to Bob and Dad tomorrow?
No, that's right. Well, the Bob and Dad.
Bob and Dad.
I like that very much.
Bob and Pop.
Bob and Pop is better.
Dang, Gio,
I was right there, Frank.
Give me more coffee. I could be so much better. Bob and Pop.
Well, Frank, we're to give you time to think because we're going to make Pat do something again. Oh, now, Christy had a news story about some guy kidnapping. This is
a man accused of abducting his ex-girlfriend's pet chicken named Polly.
I'd like to know more about these people.
Have you not ever had a revengeful gal?
I mean, some...
Come on.
Boy, I have. revengeful gal.
My goodness, that has never been an accidental statement that went so well. And you had the Josh Arnold pause in there, gal.
Yeah, the all-new Josh Arnold pause, which is, I don't know where I'm going, pause, think. Bing, I got this one. Accidental gal. No,
we used to call that bushification, man. Try to figure out what comes.
You know, people do weird things when their heart's broken. This guy barely wanted to steal her chicken.
But I mean, these people have. I want to know more about their lives. She has a pet chicken.
Apparently really cares about it if the guy goes, I got to take that.
Right,
thing.
Exactly.
Maybe it was like a custody battle.
Maybe.
People love their chicken. They love their animals. They must love like a dog.
That chicken, by the way, was returned unharmed to her owner, and the guy was found in the woods still clutching the chicken.
Gosh.
He's been arrested.
Wow.
It's got to be tough being a guy found in the woods. You know, you think you found a good enough
things
tree.
Things haven't gone great. Yeah.
you're getting tased holding a chicken. You're in unincorporated, whatever it was, Portland County. Yeah, it just sounds like an interesting bunch of folks.
And here's John Gruden as a chicken. Bark, 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 bark. Oh, George Bush as it. Bark, 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 bark.
That was very good.
I'm trying to think. What's good? I tell you what, man. Bark, bark, bark. That was a bad
one. Now, wait a second.
I was just trying to do voices randomly for Tom.
Now, how about this one? How about William Shatner as a chicken?
Bark, bark. Bark, bark. Bark. Bark, bark. But it took me a second, but I got to the... Bark, bark.
Colonel Kirk.
Kirk.
Oh, thank you very much.
Captain Spock. Bark, 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 bark. Bark, Sulu.
Sulu.
Spock, bark.
You can't do Sulu, can you?
No, you can't.
Now, Pat, you have a chicken song for us?
It's for you, really.
Oh, really?
It's a little feet tribute. You're going to love this. Oh, the guy that stole his girlfriend's chicken.
Yeah.
I've seen the bright lights of a courtroom and now the darkness of a cell. I fought with my lady after she gave me so much hell. Oh, she gave me a tongue lashing. She loves her chicken more than me. Well, I broke down her back door, gonna make some fricassee. Oh, my girlfriend loves that frickin' chicken. And I threw me for a loop. Cops are trying to find me, so I just flew to coop. I kidnapped her pet chicken, and now I'm on the lam. They caught me in the kitchen
with a frying pan.
Yeah, all right.
Chicken, chicken for Tommy G.
A tribute to the great Little Feat.
Can I be honest for a second?
Yes, sir.
I didn't think that song was going to be great at the end, and then at the end, I was like, this is tremendous.
Thank you very much.
Like, at the beginning, I was like, I don't know if I'm buying it. I just bought 100%.
I don't think anybody was buying it in the beginning either.
Yeah.
No, did you suck him in? No, I knew where I was going.
When you fricassee something, what does it mean?
I have no idea.
Chicken. You hear it all the time, but I don't know how to fricassee.
I don't know.
Let me look it up.
I think it's lemon, lime, and some capers.
Oh, is that right? Lemon, lime.
Are you just a great liar? Is that what that is?
It's a stew made with pieces of meat that have been browned in butter and served in a sauce later with cooking stock. So
I had no idea.
Okay.
Fricassee.
You're right, though. It's one of those things. I think it's because it's such a funny word.
It is funny, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea. Fricassee.
Looks good. Now I'm hungry.
I'm getting hungry now. Thank you very much.
Fricassee.
Frank Caliendo's here with us. Frank, everything going great at home?
Yeah. Wonderful. Mother-in-law's still there. It's great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really good. So I'm still on the road.
Hey, I tell you, no respect at all. You know, what a crowd. What a crowd. You guys are great.
But does your mother-in-law enjoy the Frank Caliendo voices?
I don't know.
Does she ask for, like, can you do John Barrymore?
So does she have the same frame of reference as you?
Yes. In other words, yes.
Do Dick Cavett again, sweetheart.
Right. You do a hell of a Cavett.
We need a little more Spiro Agnew in the house.
That Jack Parr killed me.
No, I don't know. I don't think nobody around the house really wants me to do voices. I don't think there's any of that at all.
Your kids do any voices?
Both kids do a John Gruden. I remember Juliet does the funniest one, because just to see at the time she was like a 13-year-old little girl. I tell you what, man, that's pretty good. We're just all doing the Gruden family. It's tremendous. Everybody opening up boxes inside a box. It doesn't get any better than that. Little spider two y banana cream pie for breakfast. I'll tell you what, we fricasseed it, man. You ever fricassee? So anybody know what fricasseeing is? I wonder what that kind of stuff is. I remember Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, sure.
They used to have pressure cooked gator and sassafras tea. Sassafras. I was thinking it was fricassee. Turns out I had two words confused in my head.
John, you
sassafras and fricassee. You could put them together, man. In Mississippi, that's a lot of syllables and not making a lot of sense right now.
You're right, Mr. Gruden. Don't email anything, John.
You did a great job. I heard that time where you got to the end of the sentence, you couldn't think of that last word. We were rooting for you to get it.
I take my time.
That's good, man. That's pretty good. Huh?
I'm careful.
Rob Schneider's like, you can do it. I do a Rob Schneider, man.
John Gruden doing a Rob Schneider.
Wow. Yeah, I do. That's Inception, man. That's Leonardo DiCaprio when you got John Gruden. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Back to you guys.
John Gruden, currently unemployed. It's always a pleasure to see you, Frank. Veteran stand-up comedian. A man who's done many bits of television. Have you ever been in a movie?
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to think if I've done more than one movie. I've been cut from a couple movies. I did a movie. What was that called? The Comebacks? Is that what I was in?
Oh, sure. The football movie.
I was an announcer. David Koechner movie.
Right.
It was like an airplane police squad Naked Gun kind of movie with football. And I was the announcer. And the big game starts up. I was only there for like, I don't know, 2 hours, but they used me for the commercials and stuff like that. It was Al Michaels and John Madden calling the game. Unbelievable what we're seeing here.
Yeah, you know, you look at, you see what's happening on the,
and then they cut. It's me just doing all the voices of the announcers for the game. So it was
that's a good gag.
It was a great gag. Yeah. And it worked really well for the commercials. It was decent for the commercials, but not great to draw people into the theaters.
Am I correct in saying, isn't there a new, is it Police Squad they're bringing back?
Naked Gun.
Liam Neeson, yes. Don't call me Shirley.
Well, that'll be great.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah. He's a great choice.
He is so serious. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about that because it's an element of him just taking those, what'd you call it? Such obvious things, but the
have you ever seen a grown man naked? Do you like movies with gladiators?
Yeah.
Those types of, like those lines.
Well, he's funny in Ted.
the movie Teddy. Yeah, real funny. Yeah.
Well, the first time I saw it was Life's Too Short.
Oh, yeah.
Where he does the bit with the little person from Willow.
Yeah, Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis.
Real good.
And he's got to do, I'd like to do some comedy.
right.
Improvisation, stand-up. Here's a list of things. And he's like, oh, you've brought a list. I'm good at making lists.
Yeah, he's funny.
There's a terrific book about the making of the movie Airplane.
Okay.
And about how they had to tell these guys, no, we want you to be serious. They didn't want them to be, you know, we're handling the comedy here. You guys be really serious. So they've got Lloyd Bridges being totally serious the whole time. I'm looking forward to it.
That's a great element of comedy. When you play things over the top so seriously that you don't know the comedy's going on when such silliness is. I think the people that wrote that, and correct me if I'm wrong, somebody can Google it. But I think they were from Wisconsin. I think some of the people from that group, and one of the guys who bounced out of there, it created Comedy Sports. I think it was Dick Chudnow. So there was like a whole bunch, because they did Kentucky Fried Movie first.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, and they did the theater first, Kentucky Fried Theater.
Oh, right. Yeah, and they made Kentucky Fried Movie.
Right.
And it was all about that, just the ridiculous. Top Secret was, I think it was done by somebody different, but very similar.
No, it is the Zucker Brothers.
Oh, is that Zucker's?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, Zucker Brothers.
It was Val Kilmer's debut.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's such great stuff.
Oh, we're hanging out with Frank Caliendo. Christy Lee is at the news desk. Have we missed anything?
The newest trend in wedding planning is to hire so-called wedding content creators who capture your big day for social media.
I mean, this makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long. Web Society, a wedding planning hub, features the following pitch. Wedding content creators are revolutionizing how couples document their big day. Working alongside traditional photographers and videographers, these professionals focus on capturing real-time, social media-ready content. Think candid moments, behind-the-scenes snippets, and trendy reels, all tailored to tell your wedding story in an authentic and shareable way.
Also think another 10 grand.
Yeah. An added bonus, wedding content creators have a very quick turnaround time, often within 24 hours of your wedding.
Okay, they get the honeymoon on your OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
That's the way this is going to work.
You can make some money back.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Boy, weddings are ridiculous. Why? I mean, you really are spending an insane amount of money.
That's just so stupid.
It's for the women.
Women don't like a nice down payment on a house?
Yeah.
Not as much as a wedding, apparently.
Why is that? What's the deal with that?
I was not that girl, even though I've had four. I was not that girl.
you're not that
Sounds
girl.
Sounds like you might be. No, you're in denial.
Your last one was pretty
low-key, right?
Yeah. Very low-key.
Nobody was there.
Nobody, just the family.
Well, you know, people learn.
I think they'd learn, right?
After three, you go, hey.
Was it reflected in the gifts?
Yeah, we didn't get any. It's pretty cool. We didn't need wedding gifts.
Yeah, your friend's going, by now she's probably got a toaster, if not three of them.
Three.
Okay.
No, don't you think it's, I mean, very few men really. Did you have any input?
No, it's.
Frank, you're.
Don't you always like having that excuse? You can't, when you get an invitation to a wedding, going, oh, gee, I can't go. I've got a game I got to watch.
Best part of being a stand-up comedian is you work on weekends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can always get out of the wedding, unless you're Willie, who's bailing on us later in the tour. But
I got a bachelor party.
That's not even a wedding.
I'm going to shave my mustache.
It's a bachelor party.
But I offered to go.
You're too good a friend. All your friends are getting married, so you're in everyone's wedding.
Everyone's getting married. I have no money anymore.
You're at that age.
It's the worst. I'm buying so many rice cookers. It's crazy.
Is that your go-to gift?
Yeah, it's usually the cheapest thing on there. $40, $50 rice cooker.
Are they always destination weddings?
No. I mean, they've been destination for me because I don't live in the same town as these folks. But yeah, I got to go to Louisville. I got to go to, you know, Carmel. Yeah, I got to go around.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a destination wedding, I think. You got to
spend a lot of money, go there. Well,
it's usually reflected in the gift, I think.
Well, the old thing is if it's destination for you, you don't have to give a gift.
Is that it?
Yeah, but I still like to give gifts.
I think they're playing on the guilt there.
I think they still want the gift.
I think it's still nice.
I think a lot of times the guy would understand and the lady might not, because my wife would not. Oh, there's no gift. That'd be a big talk.
And what's the rule? You 10 years to give a gift, right? You have 10 years?
Really?
10? I think it's one.
One. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Chrissy. I thought it was 10.
I guess that's a good thing if you want to see if it takes.
Have you been married 2 years? How long have you been married?
It'll be 2 years in May.
All right. I'm a year late on your gift.
That's okay.
Do you like a Red Lobster gift card?
The one I gave you for
that's
Christmas?
A re-gift.
A Kentucky woman received mail from her lifelong friend on her birthday. Speaking of birthdays, Willie, and opened it to find a familiar card. It's the same birthday card the women have been sending back and forth to one another for 81 years.
Oh, yes. We've talked about these nice ladies before.
Wow.
I guess we're going to talk about them every year until one of them kicks.
Oh.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll read it until we won't. And then
Pat DeRima, who turned 90.
By the way, that was Godwin's nickname.
I knew
Pat DeRima.
I knew you were going to.
And when he was in jail.
Well, I heard that one. Here we go.
Pat DeRima. Hey, look, it's prison love.
She turned 95 on Tuesday and said the tradition began on her 14th birthday in Indianapolis when her friend Mary Wheaton gave her a birthday card.
You'd rather be Pat DeRima than Pat DeReamed, would you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Josh, I thought you said you liked all the nerves back there.
I like, again, mild pressure, no entry.
You don't care about these people. You just wanted to make fun of her name.
Yeah.
Let's face it.
That's hilarious. You don't care about these people.
I'm starting to think that we don't read this news sincerely.
You don't care about the
You don't care about these wonderful old women. You're just wanting to make fun of her name.
Okay.
We should be embarrassed.
Okay. Well, with the money these cheapskates save on getting a new car, they can go have a lunch at the LS Air's tea room.
Are they handing it to each other, sending it across? Could you imagine get lost in the mail? How awful that would be after 81 years?
Well, Pat and Mary, I hope you had a wonderful birthday, and I hope you have a wonderful time, and I hope you get to send it another 80 years.
That, I mean, that's
well, that'd be madness.
That doesn't sound sincere.
Completely unnatural way to live.
It'd be really scary if they did.
Just dust and bones.
Yeah, my God.
Well,
begging to die.
I'm 180.
Yeah, boy.
You don't look a day over 130.
Everything hurts. I just had to go to my great 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 grandchild's funeral.
Wiping is a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.